From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Turkish news agency has aired security camera footage from an Istanbul airport. The footage reportedly shows the widow of terrorism suspect Amide Kulabali entering the country. The video is of a woman believed by Turkish officials to be Hayat Boumediene. The 26-year-old is sought by French authorities in connection with a three-day terrorist spree in Paris last week that killed 17 people and three attackers. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is dismissing criticism that neither he nor other top officials attended a solidarity rally in France.
As soon as I heard about the plans for the march that took place yesterday, I asked my team to figure out what the earliest is that I could travel to Paris in order to show once again, to reaffirm the connection between the United States and our oldest ally. And so I will be traveling there on Thursday and be there Friday, part of Friday.
Some media outlets in the U.S. questioned why a senior American delegation was not sent to the Sunday rally, which was attended by about 40 world leaders. The Twitter and YouTube accounts belonging to U.S. Central Command were apparently taken over by hackers who say they are loyal to the Islamic State group. The Twitter account today posted threats to U.S. soldiers, warning, we are coming, watch your back, ISIS. Follow-up tweets included links to documents that appeared to contain the telephone numbers, email addresses, and home addresses of dozens of U.S. military officials. The account also leaked what appeared to be military maps. This is VOA News. The flight data recorder of AirAsia Flight 8501 has been retrieved from the Java Sea. Authorities say the cockpit voice recorder from the passenger jet that crashed December 28th has also been located. Steve Herman reports.
Navy divers brought to the surface the flight data recorder of the Indonesia AirAsia flight 2 weeks after it crashed in the Java Sea. The head of Indonesia's search and rescue agency, Henry Bambam Soelistyo, says the data and voice recorders that compose the so-called black box had become separated.
Black box itu ada dua bagian. Satu adalah flight data recorder.
Soelistyo explains to reporters in Jakarta that divers of a joint search and rescue team found and lifted part of the black box containing the flight data recorder. The cockpit voice recorder, he adds, was not brought to the surface, but its location has been identified. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
The U.S. says Pakistan is pledging a new willingness to attack Taliban and Haqqani network insurgents in tribal areas along its Afghan border. Senior U.S. State Department officials spelled out those intentions today in Islamabad after Secretary of State John Kerry and other American diplomats had a working dinner with Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and his aides. Schools across Pakistan opened today, almost a month after Taliban militants attacked and massacred 134 children and 16 staff members at a school in Peshawar. Pakistan's military chief greeted returning students today at the Army Public School, the site of the December 16th massacre. North and South Korean leaders are proposing different approaches to reducing the potential for military conflict in the region. We get more from Brian Padden.
South Korean President Park Geun-hye said Monday she is ready to meet with her North Korean counterpart Kim Jong-un without any preconditions. North Korea should not hesitate anymore, she says, but come forward for dialogue. President Park says she would like to restart the process of engagement and rebuilding trust by initially focusing on issues where there is already broad agreement. She says she hopes for South Korea and North Korea to open the door for reunification by discussing the issue of divided families, improvement of quality of North Korean lives, and recovery of national identity. Brian Padden, VOA News, Seoul.
The Nigerian Islamist militant group Boko Haram today attacked a military base in Cameroon. According to official sources talking to the AFP news service, people were reported fleeing from the site of the attack, the city of Kolofata. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are down at this hour. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.